started there before dictating on 125.13. David Archambault, Archambault, Cairns, Cairns, date of birth 12/21/81. 31-year-old married white male who 2 days ago had a soreness in his right shoulder area, likened to swimming but had no unusual activity, injury, etc. He's in office work on the computer all day. He thought he was coming down with a virus. Next day he had anterior chest discomfort, mostly on the right side and right arm, pain with numbness in all of his fingers, and a sense of weakness where he couldn't quite tightly hold on to things. No headache, visual abnormalities. Was subsequently seen at Metro West Hospital in Framingham in the ER, reportedly pulse oximetry, chest x-ray, D-dimer, EKG, CK, and troponins were negative. He was not given a diagnosis for his ailments. He's continued to have on-again, off-again chest pain. Some radiation to his trapezius areas and right and or left arm numbness, no weakness, no bowel bladder complaints or lower extremity symptoms. He may have had a rear-ended type collision in the past, but no history of any whiplash. Does not work out in the gym. New paragraph, only medication, Xanax 0.25 milligrams, rarely on a PRN basis. New paragraph, he was prescribed Vicodin yesterday, but reports that he's always been intolerant of it or it's been ineffective. New paragraph, on exam, slender gentleman, 135 pounds, blood pressure 112/72, heart rate 70, and regular. Parenthesis note that he quit smoking about 6 months ago, end of quote. He has no chest wall tenderness, no zoster form rash, full range of movement about the head and neck, no sinus or TMJ tenderness. Absence, ADSON, apostrophe S, maneuvers are negative bilaterally. Lungs clear, heart regular rhythm, no murmur, pulse ox 95%, restroom air, no change with repeated inspirations. New paragraph, will check a chest CT today to absolutely rule out any pathology. Percocet prescribed for severe pain, out of work today. Parenthesis, he did try to go to work yesterday, but left to go to the ER, end of parenthesis. If chest CT unrevealing, will proceed with MRI of the brain and neck.